doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to talk about gardening, landscaping, pest control from the natural organic viewpoint and philosophy. We've covered a lot of subjects today. I wanted to go ahead and finish. I started talking about my books this hour, brought to you by all of the Dirt Doctor bits of information, starting with the website, dirtdoctor.com. Organic Club of America is the members area. Button, green button there on the left. Newsletter's free. Just fill out the form there, and we'll put you on to get the weekly free newsletter. My books are available through normal chains, normal places where you get books, online and some bookstores, the few bookstores that are left in the world out there. And you can get information about them on our website as well. Facebook, I've done something. I'm so impressed with myself. Sharing, I've never figured out how to do and get it in the right place. And I think I got the Jordan Spieth, the young golfer from Dallas here that's in second place in the Valero Open down in San Antonio. I got his interview that I wanted you to see on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. A lot of stuff in YouTube. The Texas Organic Research Center is our not-for-profit organization that has all of the data. You've heard me talk early in the show today negatively, very negatively, about Roundup and the links to diseases, very serious diseases, including cancer, autism in children, and many other things, all related more or less to the destruction of biological activity in the soil, in the gut of animals and people and all that. So you can catch up on all of those things if you haven't already. I want to mention one more time that our pet of the week that Victor Dog Food, Victor Pet Foods sponsors is Bubba. And we need help still on two dogs from previous weeks. This is the SPCA in Dallas, it happens to be. And we're trying to help Bubba, who's there, and Zafira and Sweet Pea, still waiting for a home. So check out, click on the SPCA button on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and check those dogs out. And if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, ease by and meet them in person. And it's a great place for you to get a good new member of the family. Ann had called at the end of the last hour and wanted to talk in Weatherford. Ann, you there?
Yes, sir. Again, it's Candace.
I'm sorry.
I guess we
could have fixed that, but we didn't. Yeah. So what can I do for you?
I guess you probably only heard Can or Ann or whatever. That's fine.
What's up?
Anyway, good morning, Dr. Garrett. My sister in East Texas and her family have a problem with wild hogs. They're tearing up the property, rooting it up. I don't know what they're doing. Grubs, roots, I don't know. But anyway, they're shooting them. And sometimes they don't always kill them, so they go off and die slowly. And I think there's an answer to violence every time, another alternative answer. I've heard of deer scram, rabbit scram, all that. Is there something to do with wild hogs besides kill them?
I got bad news for you, Candace. Not really. It's a tough pest, as you know from your relatives there, and they are incredibly destructive. What they're digging for varies all over the place, up to and including, I think they just like to dig and make big holes in the ground. Some people are trapping them, and of course, after they trap them, they're killing them. They're doing something, yeah. You know, at the end. There's not a good, I wish I had a good repellent to tell you about, the repellents that will repel smaller, less aggressive animals could be attempted, could be tried, but it has become such a big problem. There's just gigantic herds of them. I saw a video one day of a herd that there must have been 2,000 of them in it. It was just incredible, and a whole lot of them were young. They're very prolific breeders, you know, and that's part of the problem. So
well, they probably have a dozen of them at a time, and they're doing it at night. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't like to have to resort to that, but it's pretty tough to get away from it. They're very, very difficult to control.
Okay.
Try the repellents or get them to try the repellents, but if they don't work, I won't be surprised. And a lot of times you have to admit that, you know, killing them is about the only thing you can do.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to tell her there's a nonviolent way. But
I wish I had one. If I come up with one, you'll be the first to know, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for holding. Sorry, I don't have a better answer for you.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. The little piglets are cute as they can be, but, man, they grow up to be some kind of destruction. I was on a place one day near urban area here in Dallas, and we were looking at damage by the wild hogs, and they had dug a hole that was big enough to put an automobile down in. It was amazing. Wayne in Dallas is next up. Hey, Wayne.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on there?
I talked to you last summer about wasps living in my bushes, mm-hmm. and you told me to put dishwashing liquid, and we were using oil of peppermint. I even watched a guy do it online. It looked great, but when I spray mine, it just kind of irritates me. What am I doing wrong?
Well, the essential oils, which you were attempting to get to there, I guess, will work. There's a brand on the market that's easy to find. It's in all the big stores and everything. It's called EcoSmart. Did you try that product?
No, I just went to the store and bought a thing of peppermint oil.
Okay. They have a technique of using blending those essential oils that creates a killing spray. And I don't know what the technology is or how they do it, but it's still just simply the oil from those herbs. But in that product, and there's several other brand names, that's just the easiest one to find. And they're not even an advertiser. I'm just telling you one that's easy to find there. They have things like peppermint and clove and rosemary and this herb and that herb. And that blend, however they do it, is how they come up with that killing mixture, and they make one that's specifically a wasp and hornet spray.
Oh,
and it'll kill them dead.
That's what I need.
Yeah, again, as I told you, I think when we talked before, wasps, all of them, are beneficial, and I hate to kill them. But if you are having a problem with them, you're allergic to them, you know, something like that, that product, if you have to do it, will kill them. I do not kill wasps and hornets except for one, the Texas yellow jacket, which lives in the ground that is very dangerous. They will tear you up. The ones that forage while they're foraging, even the Texas yellow jacket, when it's foraging in the shrubs and flowers and everything, you can bump into them. They won't sting you. They're not aggressive when they're foraging. But if you get into their hive and threaten their hive and their young, then you're in trouble. So that's where you have to be careful.
EcoSmart, can I buy this in a large amount, or is this something I have to mix? Or
No, they've got it in a ready-to-spray white bottle. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go find some today.
All right. Good luck. Be careful. Those of you that run into the Texas yellow jacket, they're a hornet. And they build their underground, looks like a hornet's nest, but it's underground. And they'll sometimes build above ground as well. In our Texas bug book, we've got a picture of one that's on the front porch. Beautiful hives that they build and create. But, if you threaten them, and I've learned the hard way, believe me, they will tear you up. I got a bunch of stings one day to the point where I got pretty sick. It's Dale's turn, calling from Chicago once again. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Let me just take you off the speaker there.
Please.
I've got an old, well, it's probably 20, 25-year-old Japanese maple that I actually rescued from my next-door neighbors when they tore the house down. And I moved it into my front yard for a while, and the sun was burning it up, so I moved it into the backyard, and and the sun is still burning it up. It comes out in the spring, just the most beautiful little tree you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we get to like 80s, 90s, real hot sun for long stretches, the leaves just fry up like it, almost like you put them in a frying pan.
Okay. Is your maple real kind of low growing and looks like it's more of a dwarf than an upright growing version?
Well, it wants to go up, but I've kept it trimmed back.
Trimmed back. I'm, tell you what, Dale, can you hold on with me so we can talk about it without rushing?
Yes, sir.
Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice Formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs, ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now. and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. We were talking with Dale, calling from Chicago, listening on WCPT. Dale, are you there?
I'm certainly here.
The Japanese maple, you say you've trimmed it to be more horizontal. It wanted to be more upright. I'm trying to get a feel for what kind of Japanese maple we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's I've never really known exactly what it is because I rescued it.
Yeah. Does it have really lacy leaves, real deeply cut leaves?
It does, and they're real dark, almost purple.
Are they? Okay. I have one that's called a Crimson Queen that is very horizontal naturally, and it's a kind of a dwarf form, and it has the deeply cut leaves. So you probably have something in between. There are so many crossbreeds and everything in Japanese maples, it's hard to tell. Do you have it in a pot or is it in the ground?
Oh, it's in the ground.
In the ground. Japanese maples will tend to burn in the summer. The ones that are the worst about it are the ones that's where the foliage stays red in the summer. Does yours do that?
It does, yeah.
Okay. The best ones, if you ever go to buy one that you might want to look, although you should be able to get away with it better in Chicago than I can in Dallas, but if you buy the ones that have green foliage in the summer and just beautiful new spring color and beautiful fall color, those are tougher more resilient to the heat of the summer. If you can, yours probably hadn't leafed out yet, has it?
No, it's still sleeping.
Yeah. If you could move it to a spot, another spot, where it gets morning sun but is shaded in the afternoon, your problem would probably go away.
That's a good idea. Unfortunately, we're on city lots, 23 feet wide.
Okay, so that'd be tough to do.
Not a lot of space and no shade trees.
Okay.
But I wonder if I built a trellis over it.
If you built a trellis on the west, southwest side of it, it had a big, fast-growing vine that would give it some shade in the afternoon, that would work, you bet. If you could plant some kind of a relatively fast-growing tree on that side of it, give it a little shade in the afternoon, that would help. Yeah, one or both of those things would definitely help you.
Maybe do some, put a trellis and clematis on it or something.
That'd
like
be great.
That
be that would work very well. And I tell you what, I'd appreciate that you do. I'm intrigued by this dark color. It, when it does leaf out, if you'll take some close up shots and some overall shots and send them to me, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'd like to see it, and I might be able to come up with some additional tips if you send me pictures of the area there.
The other question I had for you, if I can sneak another one in.
Sure.
I've got a euonymus that I started about 30 years ago. My godmother and her husband gave me a cutting. They're both dead now, so it's sort of a special plant, and I've raised it on my front fence and made it sort of a cloud shape, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. The only thing is, in the summertime, it's prone to aphids. And I've tried all kinds of different things, tried dishwashing liquid, and it seems to help some. But I wonder if you have any other suggestions how to control those aphids.
And the plant was what? I'm sorry, that's one thing I missed.
It's a euonymus.
It's a euonymus. It's an evergreen euonymus?
Right.
Okay. That's comes as standard equipment on the evergreen euonymus, although in Chicago it ought to be doing very well. The only thing I can suggest to you is that you could spray and kill the aphids with various organic sprays, spinosad and essential oil products and things like that. But if aphids are continuing to come back on it, or if scales coming back or anything like that in your area, you probably have the plant too deep in the ground. It has some serious stress that's causing it to attract those aphids. Aphids are always a dead giveaway that the plant is in stress.
Okay.
So look at the base, and even though it's a shrub instead of a tree, it still has, you know, a woody trunk and a flare. And if it's going into the ground straight like a telephone pole, you need to take the soil and the mulch away so that that flare is nicely exposed, and you'll see the aphid problem go away.
Do you think I have ground ivy all around it? Do you think maybe because that's around the base of it?
Yep, it can hurt too, but it's probably hiding the fact that there's too much soil on the base. So pull the ivy back. I do this in my front yard. I have Persian ivy, and I have to do it every few years because the ivy grows back in and the soil builds up again. So pull the ivy back, pull the soil away, use a stiff brush like a horse brush or something, or gloved hands, and just get the soil very. Don't worry about going too far. It's impossible to do. Basically, get the flare exposed, and I think your plant will be green and insect-free.
Oh, that's a good tip. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Call us again, and I look forward to seeing those photographs. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, and there's an open line at 866-444-3478. I'll talk about the current newsletter that's going out just a little bit more for those of you that may have missed it. It's about Roundup and how dangerous that product is. Back with it right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. There is an open line if you want to jump on here just real quickly before we go to back to the phones. The current newsletter is about Roundup. We've done stories about Roundup before because there's new information, new data, new scary evidence coming out all the time. We've put it all on our website, and in addition to this latest that we've put on here, we've put a link to all the other information as well. The first part of it is the new information about it being directly linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a form of cancer. But we've also put a link, Roundup, enough to make you sick, and it covers all of the other documents and research and white papers, various kinds of things about Roundup's links to other things. And the way we started the newsletter, for those of you who didn't get it, we've known for some time that glyphosate Roundup has been linked to cancer, attention deficit disorder, and damage to microorganisms in the soil. That was the first thing we ever talked about was the microorganism damage in the soil and with all the GMO thing and related Roundup use. Then the rest of the introductory paragraph was, it's also harmful to the digestive tracts of wildlife, livestock, pets, and people, as well as having strong ties to the increasing presence of autism in children. Here's the latest research confirming the link to cancer. And that's the newsletter, but then these links over here. Those of you that have kids, grandkids, really ought to look at that autism part of it. There is evidence that autism has grown in direct relationship to the heavy increased use of Roundup, and that if it doesn't change, that incidence of autism is going to become worse and worse. So be sure to check that part of it out. Stop using Roundup is the answer to this whole thing. It's a very dangerous product. Richard in San Antonio is next up. Hello, Richard.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing good.
I just told your call screener, I'm listening to you on the internet on the CC Wi-Fi radio.
Oh, good.
Top version.
Okay, cool.
Question, can you recommend a fast-growing shade tree for this part of San Antonio?
Well, there's a bunch of them that'll grow well down there, Richard. A lot of the trees that we grow here in Dallas, you can grow in San Antonio as well. I think that Lacey Oak, not only is Lacey Oak a good choice to grow for residential property, it doesn't get as huge as a red oak or a bur oak or some of those others, but it's one I really recommend that you look at. It is wild. In fact, Bob Webster, my friend down in San Antonio, has it growing wild on his ranch, and some of the trees there are extremely large. I also like, these are some others I'd make a note of if I were you. One is a white ash or Texas ash. They're basically the same thing. There's a little bit of difference in the length of the seed.
I've always heard people badmouth Arizona ash. It's not
It's not worth a flip. It's a okay. It's a junk tree. It's night and day between Arizona ash and the Texas ash.
Okay.
But the Texas ash or white ash, if you can find it, and there's a lot of good nurseries down there that probably sell those kinds of things. The Aleppo pine does pretty well to very good if you want to go the pine tree route down there. Also, Italian stone pine does well also. But the regular oaks that we use up here, chinkapin oak and bur oak and red oak, those are quality trees, but they're really very fast growing. The fastest growing of all in the quality tree category, though, that you want to make a note of is called Mexican sycamore. It's not our native sycamore. It's one that hails from Mexico. And it will outgrow, it's more beautiful, and it doesn't have the disease issues, anthracnose and bacterial leaf scorch, like our native plant can get.
Okay.
It's just incredible how fast-growing it is and how beautiful it is. It's big. It's really big. The other one, make a note of, would be not the regular ball cypress, but the Montezuma cypress. It'll do well here in Dallas, too. It'll grow in much colder climates than a lot of people realize. But there, it's a beautiful, beautiful tree.
Okay, thank you much.
Appreciate the call. And we've got open line for you if you want to take advantage of that and jump on here. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. As I mentioned, we talk about products that bother us, that are toxic. We used to do a monthly, I guess we did it monthly, or maybe we even did it weekly, a toxin of the week, and we covered most of the ones that are really ubiquitous, really out there a whole lot. And you can go into our website and find that. It's just the toxic blog now, and it talks about all of the things from household cleaners to pest control products, fertilizers, paints and stains, you know, all kinds of things, and has links to the backup for, you know, all those kinds of products. But We especially wanted to highlight Roundup. We've done it for some time now. As I told the people in the first hour, not only did this new research come out, but apparently it really got Monsanto's attention for some reason. I think this might finally start having some legs because Monsanto has come back and responded to it, and they did it quickly. They responded March the 24th, just a few days ago. And the paper just came out just a little bit ago, and they're trying to say that they've done all kinds of studies forever showing how safe it is. And there's really three basic things. One is the studies have primarily been done by them, by Monsanto. The other thing is that they've never tested the cumulative effect of Roundup, you know, using it over and over in one place, or somebody being constantly exposed to it. I think that people exposed to it, this unfortunately applies to me, on golf courses where it's being used, especially if you're not used to being around toxic chemicals, that continuous exposure to it builds up. And the specific thing it builds up and does is it hurts the biology in your gut. And the health of your gut, you've heard Marty Whittakin and I talk about it on the show a lot. If you listen to our app, we've got a Dirt Doctor app now, so you can listen to us ad nauseum nonstop, you know, on your smartphone. But we talk about this gut health all the time and how it's related to all kinds of other degenerative diseases and various kinds of problems. And there is absolutely no question about the destructiveness of Roundup, glyphosate, to microorganisms, and specifically the microorganisms in your gut. They will give you this mumbo-jumbo about the fact that the mechanism of toxicity in Roundup, the human body doesn't have the connection for that to work. They'll talk in those terms. But the microbes in your gut do. That's where the real important part of this discussion lies. The microorganisms in the soil do. The microorganisms in the gut of wildlife do. Livestock do. Your dogs and cats are susceptible to it, and you are. And so if you are, I'll say, foolish enough to still use Roundup, or in my case, foolish enough to be around it on projects where they're still spraying it, you need to, at the very minimum, do as much organic eating as you can, food processing, eating, and everything as you possibly can. And take probiotics. And the probiotics that I recommend is Dr. O'Hara's. I was just notified yesterday that I'm about to be able to introduce to you a new product from them that specifically addresses this toxic connection to the gut and helps you correct it. So if you've had some problems, whether it's arthritis or whether it's really bad stuff. Well, arthritis is bad too, but Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all those kinds of things. You will read, as you read through the documents that we have related to Roundup, that there are some real scary relationships there. And, you know, it's just silly. The silliest one of all, and I think the people that still push and recommend Roundup have a little bit of difficulty with this. One of the newest products that's on the market is a combination of 2,4-D and Roundup. And 2,4-D, you know, was one of the ingredients used in Agent Orange, and it sounds like they're trying to rebuild it and put it back on the market. But don't just take my word for it or anybody else's. Go to these links and read about it yourself. There was a video of guy explaining, well, there's a bunch of videos on there explaining in whatever degree you want to go to, as technical as you want to get, about how the glyphosate, the Roundup, affects your gut and affects your health. So check that out. We've got open lines. This is a very interesting thing. Our machinery may have completely broken down because you can jump in here. I hate to say that because we're so late in the show here because we may get too jammed up. But if you want to jump on here real quick and have a question for me or a comment or a complaint or anything else, it's 866-444-3478. Our talk yesterday down in San Marcos was interesting. I always have some people in the audience, no matter where it is or what it is, what the event is. You always have some organic people in the room that already have a pretty good understanding of what you're talking about. And then there's always some people in the room that haven't heard any of this before. And so when I explain the basic concept of organics, to stop using the toxic stuff and start using the organic things, compost, organic fertilizers, rock powders, and good sugars and things, you always see some eyebrows go up, and you see them go up the most when I talk about how bad Roundup is. And the other one is how bad peat moss is for being a bed preparation material or using potting soils because it is antimicrobial. Now, it's not going to hurt your health and give you diseases and stuff like Roundup, but it is the opposite of what we want. We want things to rot. Peat moss doesn't allow that. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow. If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top-dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, back with you now. We'll try to get all the calls that come in answered as quickly as we can here. Mary in Arlington first up. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Howard. Hey, I have a spot on my porch overhang that's not painted blue yet. Mm-hmm. And so a little wasp has started its nest. And it's small yet. There's just one wasp. And I'm wondering if it would be safe to just knock it down. I hate to spray it and kill it.
Yeah, I think if you knock it down, you won't hurt the wasp and you won't kill any of the young, and hopefully it'll set up shop somewhere else. Why is that spot not painted Hank blue yet?
I just got tired.
Just hadn't finished. It's kind of an interesting story that that's the only place they're setting up shop.
Right. And is there a time of day that's safer to do that?
Well, they're going to be calmer when it's dark.
Okay.
And if you do it with a flashlight with red cellophane put on it,
okay,
it will keep them calmer, too.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I'll paint the rest blue.
Yeah, if everybody doesn't know what we're talking about, Haint Blue, H-A-I-N-T, Haint Blue paint on eaves, and, well, you could do it on vertical surfaces, too. It's wonderful keeping insects away. Even though we like wasps, they're beneficial, but it'll keep them from building for the most part.
Right. It's working.
That's great.
All right, thanks.
Send me a picture of it. That'd be pretty cool to show people that it got built there where it's not blue yet.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And it's Doris in Cedar Creek Lake. Hey, Doris.
Hi, let me take you off speaker, Howard.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We have different kinds of birds. We have canaries, cockatiels, et cetera. And I like getting filtered water at the water store down here in Gun Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I have been putting 2 capfuls of organic apple cider vinegar in each gallon. And I've noticed that I poured part of it out because it got dark color. The water turned like a gray color, and then there was also more gray, like maybe sediment. It washes out real easy at the bottom of the jug.
Mm-hmm.
And now the containers that I put water in for the birds for in my canary cages, I was putting fresh water in yesterday, and I noticed some of them had that gray coloring sediment.
I haven't seen that before. What brand is it, Doris?
Let me look right here. Hold on.
You know, the vinegar has an oxidizing effect on certain things, but I've never seen it turn
it's
something
black. B-R-A-G-G.
Oh, brag.
Organic, raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, that's one with the mother in it and organic and usually very good quality. I guess it's possible that you got a batch there that's odd because I've never seen that happen. Maybe some of the other listeners have, and will send us a tip on it. Uh-huh. It might be best for you to use the rest of that bottle to mix with water and use on the soil and things besides where the animals are. Try either a different brand. Try a different brand completely and see if it does the same thing, and then we could go back to the Braggs and see if there's a problem there. If they do have a problem, we probably ought to let them know.
Would just any brand do? I think the only organic brand that we have available down here is this one. But would I've got some other apple cider vinegar.
What are you specifically trying to do with it? Just make the water healthier for the birds?
Make my birds healthy, yeah. I want to do anything I can to make them healthy.
Okay. Well, if it's making the causing a black color there, it may be perfectly benign and no problem, but I don't know for sure. I'll check with a few people on it. Just to find out, let's get another apple cider vinegar. It doesn't even have to be, you know, an organic or one with a mother in it. Let's see if you get the same effect. And take some pictures of it, of this black situation, so that if we need to, we can send it to the people at Bragg and say, hey, what the heck is going on here?
Okay. When we get the water, it's filtered water, when we get it down there, it's just perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I have used it before, that water I'm speaking of, on my salt water tank aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a problem with it until it's now. I've had this for a while because I only use 2 capfuls.
Well,
so
this
it goes a long way.
Vinegar is good for animals. It probably is good for birds. I've never done that, but let's see if we can figure out why this dark color is happening.
Okay, take
some
pictures. Send you a picture of everything.
Yeah, send me a picture. Info@dirtdoctor.com.
Oh, info@dirtdoctor.com.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you.
And real quickly, Regina with a fluoride update here in Dallas. What's going on?
Well, I just want to tell you that last Wednesday, the 25th, we tried again to show your wonderful, informative 2 minutes before the city council that you made on the 28th. We tried to reshow that, and it wasn't streamed. And they say they're not going to stream our videos anymore on live stream. But my 3 minutes that I talked was streamed because I was speaking at the mic, and I told the 13 city council people that voted to put the hydrofluorocyclic acid in the water that I sued them on Monday, the 23rd.
How'd they react to that?
They kept their heads down.
Let me talk to you off the air, Regina, for just a second. That's Regina who's trying to get fluoride, the toxic industrial waste fluoride, to not be used in the Dallas City water anymore. We have natural fluoride in our water. It's if you've heard it, you know the story. If not, you can go to our website and look up fluoride and get some information, and also look at Regina's information as well. Enjoyed being with you today, guys. Good stuff, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy your gardens during the week. Hope you have good enough weather to do some good gardening out there. And if you have a question, go to dirtdoctor.com. You can send us questions at info@dirtdoctor.com. And we'll see you next time. Until that time, don't forget to feed and water the birds. See you later.